谢赞美主啊，我们也继续来到神的话语当中啊，我们啊也啊，今天我们的要理问答的时间是在啊海德堡要理问答的啊第六问啊，我问问题，我们就一起来读答案，也没有啊，不就不会做更多的解释哈。好，第六问是：上帝造人原本就是如此邪恶悖逆吗？答：绝不。上帝造人原本是好的，且是按照他自己的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁，目的是要叫他正确的认识他的创造者上帝，诚心爱他，与他同住，在永福之中赞美荣耀他。感谢主。今天我们的正道是由我们的英文堂的 Arthur 牧师来带领，就把时间交给 Arthur 牧师。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早安。
It's always precious and a blessing to me that I can come to share God's word with you.
我每次来到中文堂祷告，我都觉得是一个非常宝贵、非常、蒙福的一个机会。
Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 49:29-50:14.
我们继续来到神的话语，来到创世纪第49:29第50:14.
After I pray, I'm going to ask Elder Eric to just read in Mandarin.
在我祷告以后，我们就用中文来读。
Let's pray together. Our God and our Father, we are so blessed because of you.
我们的上帝，我们的天父，我们为神你自己赐给我们的福分，感谢你。
You're so good to us that you have provided all that we need in life.
你是如此的恩待我们，你赐给我们生活中的一切所需。
But most importantly, Lord, you have given us the word of salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ.
更重要的，神，你赐给我们神你自己的拯救，乃是你的爱子耶稣基督。
Therefore, Lord, as we come before your word, we ask that you will open up our eyes to see.
所以我们来到神你面前，打开神你话语的时候，求主你开我们的心眼。
Soften our hearts.
让我们的心柔软。
And lead us to receive Christ into our soul.
让我们在我们的心灵当中继续来迎接我们的救主。
All these we pray in Jesus' glorious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督荣耀的名祷告。
Amen.
好，我们来读神的话语。创世纪49:29开始，他又嘱咐他们说：“我将要归到我列祖那里。”你们要将我葬在赫人以弗伦田间的洞里，与我祖我父在一处，就是在迦南地曼利前麦比拉田间的洞。那洞和田是亚伯拉罕向赫人以弗伦买来为业做坟地的。他们在那里葬了亚伯拉罕，对不起，和他妻撒拉，又在那里葬了以撒和他的妻子利百加。我也在那里埋葬了利亚。那田和田间的洞原是向赫人买的，雅各嘱咐种子以毕，他就把脚收在床上气绝而死，归他列祖那里去了。约瑟伏在他父亲的面上哀哭，与他亲嘴。耶稣吩咐伺候他的医生用香料熏了他父亲，医生就用香料熏了以色列。熏尸的常例是40天，那40天满了，埃及人为他哀哭了70天。为他哀哭的日子过了，耶稣对法老家中的人说：“我若在你们眼前蒙恩，请你们报告法老说，我父亲要死的时候叫我起誓说，你要将我葬在迦南地，在我为自己所掘的坟墓里。现在求你让我上去葬我父亲，以后我必回来。”法老说：“你可以上去，照着你父亲叫你起的事将他葬埋。”于是父亲上去 葬他父亲，与他一同上去的有法老的臣仆和法老家中的长老，并埃及国的长老，还有约瑟的全家和他弟兄们，并他父亲的眷属，只有他的妇人、孩子和牛群、羊群都留在歌珊地。又有车辆马兵和他一同上去，那一帮人甚多。他们到了约旦河外亚达的河场，就在那里大大的嚎啕痛哭。约瑟为他们，为他父亲哀哭了七天。迦南地的居民见亚达河场上的哀哭，就说这是埃及人一场极大的哀哭，因此那地方名叫亚伯麦西，是在约旦河东。雅各的儿子们就遵着他父亲所吩咐的办了，把他搬到迦南地，葬在曼利前麦比拉田间的洞里。那洞和田是亚伯拉罕向赫人以弗伦买来为业做坟地的。约瑟葬了他父亲以后，就和众弟兄并一切同他上去葬他父亲的人都回埃及去了。
So what can we learn from a dying man or even a dead man?
所以我们能够从一个垂死的人或者甚至是说已死的人身上呢学到什么呢？
Well, the answer depends actually completely on that person's faith.
那也许答案呢，也许完全是取决于这个人的他自己的信心如何。
That's what we have here in this passage.
那这是我们在今天这段经文里所看到的。
The death and the burial of Jacob.
雅各被受死被埋葬。
So in the English service today, later on, we are wrapping up the sermon series on the life of Jacob in the book of Genesis.
今天待会儿在我们的英文堂呢，我们也会讲这篇道，是我们今天会结束我们整个在创世纪的一个讲道的系列。
So I thought this passage would also be good for our CM brothers and sisters to hear.
所以我觉得这一篇这个创世纪的最后的一篇信息呢，我也觉得是对中文堂的弟兄姐妹也许也是有益的。
So here we are. This passage starts at the end of Jacob's deathbed speech.
所以我们今天这段经文呢是在在雅各他临死前的这临终的遗言之后。
This deathbed speech reflects the finest hours of Jacob's life.
这个是在雅各的他的最后的生命的时刻。
It is full of his faith and spiritual leadership over his family.
也充满了他在属灵上对他的家庭的带领。
Everyone knows that death is inevitable, is unavoidable, inescapable.
所以我们都知道我们每个人都难逃一死。
For as Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death.
就像保罗在罗马书第六章告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
But true believers who trust in Jesus should know, because Christ has borne our sin and punishment for us on the cross, we are to be alive in Jesus.
所以，但真正的信徒，我们知道，因为主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍命，所以我们在他里面有那永恒的生命。
Even while we continue to die to sin.
所以，即使是在我们向罪而死的时候。
Christ has died for us, and so therefore we also died with him.
耶稣已经基督为了我们死，所以我们也跟他一起同死。
But here's a good question, because I've been asked this before.
但这里有一个问题。
This is the catechism, Heidelberg Catechism number 42. Ask the same question here, is that since Christ has died for us, why do we still have to die?
所以也是这个问题也是在海德堡教理问答42问所问的。如果基督已经为我们死了，那我们为什么还要死呢？
Now, before I give you the answer here, you probably know the answer. I just want to tell you something that I've been reading I have finished reading the biography of Steve Jobs.
那我在回答这个问题之前呢，我也可以跟大家分享，因为我最近刚好读完了那个我们在一个美国的这个就是苹果公司的创始人这个Steve Jobs 他的自传。
He has a famous speech, a commencement speech at Stanford University.
他在斯坦福大学呢有一个 那毕业典礼上呢，很著名的一个讲话。
There's one line that I thought is very interesting. He said.
他其中说了一句话，我觉得很有意思。
He said, "No one wants to die. Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there."
他说，没有人愿意死啊，即使那些想去天堂的人呢，也不愿意这个通过死而去到天堂去。
Is it true of you?
这是对我们来讲是真实的吗？
Our Heidelberg Catechism, question 42, the answer is this.
所以在海德堡要理问答的第42问啊，所给我们的答案是这样的。
Our death is not a payment for our sins, but
我们的死已经不再是一个为我们的罪的所付上的工价。
But it put an end to sin.
但它我们的死乃是要要完全的在我们身上。来为我们的罪画上一个句号。
And it is an entrance into eternal life.
并且这我们的死呢是一个我们在天上永恒生命的开始。
What a perspective, right?
这是一个多么美好的一个角度来看。
This may be shocking to some of you to hear death to be described this way.
也许对我们当中的我们一些在座呢可能用这种角度来看死亡呢，也许是一个非常让你觉得惊诧的一个角度。
This perspective is so necessary for Christians to have, but it is not easy for us to live out.
但这个虽然是一个非常宝贵的这样的一种看见，但是呢，在我们身上能够行出来是很难的。
Because we treasure what we have here on earth too much.
但是我们呢，都太爱这个世界了。
And so we dread the ending of this life.
所以我们都很惧怕来让我们的生命在这个世上的结束。
And in our dread, we are restless.
所以在我们的这样的惧怕当中呢，我们的心也不安稳。
We lose sight of God's promise in His Word, in His Gospel.
我们也常常的就。我们的眼光就忽视了神给我们在福音中的宝贵的应许。
So from this passage, I like to answer three questions that would help us to confidently rest in God's saving promise while we are still living on earth.
所以在今天我们这段经文呢，我想给大家三个这样的问题的答案，让我们能够，所以让我们在世上呢也能够更有信心来面对。我们在世上的我们的生命。
And with that confidence, we need to know how we are to live now as believers who are alive in Christ.
所以凭着这样的信心呢，让我们也在我们的生命结束之前，我们能够更能够刚强壮胆的在我们世上能够活出我们的信仰。
So the first question is, how should we find rest in death?
那么第一个问题呢是说，我们如何在我们的死亡当中也能够得享安息。
Look at our text here.In verses 29 to 32 in chapter 49, after Jacob spoke his last words, he gathered his strength and he drew up his feet into the bed and breathed his last. Verse 33.
所以我们在49章的29到33节看到这个雅各的他的死和他的埋葬。第33节在讲到雅各呢，在嘱咐完他的儿子以后呢，就弃绝而死，归他列祖那里去。
This is the picture of Jacob being able to finally rest.
所以我们在这里看到那雅各呢，终于能够在神里面得享安息。
Rest from his earthly life, rest from all his struggles.
他已经息了他在世上的各样的这样的征战与劳苦。
If you know anything about Jacob, you know that even before he was born, he was struggling in the womb of his mother, Rebecca.
所以，如果我们知道如果雅各的他的历史的话，我们知道他自从母腹中开始就一直在征战，一直在争斗。
His life has been filled with weariness and striving.
他的整个的一生是一个这样的一个斗争来挣扎的这样的一个历史。
He cheated others, and he was cheated by others.
他也欺骗了别人，也被别人所欺骗。
He lost loved ones.
他失去了他所爱的人。
And he was sojourning on earth, struggling away from God, and also struggling with God.
他在这样的一个作为客旅、作为寄居的这样的生命当中呢，不仅是也在 更是不仅是与人来征战，也跟神来角斗。
So now he has found peace and rest through his earthly death.
那在他的在生命结束的时候呢，他终于在神里面能够得享神所赐给他的平安。
And somehow he knows this death is not the end of him.
但是他知道他的死并不是他的生命的结束。
How does he know this?
他为什么这样说呢
？Let's back up to what he says here in verses 29 and 32.
所以我们再回来看29到42到32节。
Jacob tells his sons to bury him not just in Canaan, so somewhere in Canaan.
雅各并不是不是说没有叫他儿子就随便葬在什么迦南的地方。
He tells them to go to the exact location, at the exact land and cave where Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac, and Rebekah, and Leah were buried.
他要让他的儿子把他葬到一个非常明确、非常确定的这个地点。就是当就是跟跟亚伯拉罕、跟以撒还有他们的先祖葬在一起。
This is where Abraham in Genesis 23 legally and legitimately bought the land from Ephron the Hittite, a permanent burial site.
所以这个也是在创世纪二十三章那么亚伯拉罕以合法的途径买下了这块地。
This is very significant of why he wants to bury there.
他这个埋葬的地点其实是一个很重要的。
Because this shows how much Jacob treasures, values, and trusts the same promise of blessing of land that God has given to his father Isaac and to his grandfather Abraham.
我们在这里看到他其实是他非常的来信任他的神向他的先祖所立下的这样的应许和神给赐给他们的这块地。
The promised land, Canaan, is only in hindsight a part, a step that God uses to bring His ultimate blessing of salvation to God's people.
所以神给他们的这样的迦南美地的应许，只是神给他们的最终的在神国度中的应许的一个第一步而已。
The ultimate blessing is to bring the Messiah Jesus Christ to us.
最终的应许我们都知道，乃是要把通过他们亚伯拉罕和他的子孙把耶稣基督带给神所要拯救的人。
Because he is God, eternally God, who came to be a man through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为神的爱子乃是在肉身通过亚伯拉罕以撒、雅各来到这个世上。
He came to achieve God's demands on man that no man can achieve.
他来到耶稣所要成就的乃是没有任何其他人能够成就的。
He came to take on God's punishment of our sin on the cross that no man can bear.
他要在十字架上所成就的罪，乃是没有其他人能够替我们担当的。
He came to overcome death and the grave that all who trust in Him alone shall live and have abundant life eternally.
所以他替我们也能够战胜死亡，战胜坟墓，让我们能够在神里面能够享受那丰盛的永恒的。生命那是神给我们应许的。
The ultimate blessing is the gospel.
所以这最终神给我们的祝福乃是福音。
Now God's ultimate promise to Jacob, to Isaac, to Abraham is vague.
所以神给在给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的最终的应许已经立下。
But to us, it is actually crystal clear in Jesus.
所以在我们今天在看，我们都知道这是非常明。非常让我们清楚明白的，还是在耶稣基督里面有这样的应许。
If we trust in God's promise in Christ, we have the forgiveness of our sin.
如果我们相信在主耶稣基督里的这样的应许的话，我们就知道我们的罪能够被神所赦免。
We have Jesus' righteousness on us.
我们有耶稣基督的义在我们身上。
We are adopted into God's family.
我们能够被神被领养，被纳认为他的儿女。
We have Christ's presence with us on earth even now and in the future in heaven.
我们不管是在今生，在来世，我们都有主耶稣基督的同在在我们身上。
We will have Christ into the nth degree in eternity after death.
我们也跟主耶稣基督在以后永恒的当中与他同在。
We have the solid hope of bodily resurrection when Christ returns.
所以在耶稣再来的时候，我们也知道我们在他里面有身体的复活。
I can keep going and tell you more benefits.
所以我们可以看到，我们可以一直讲下去， 看到神给我们这些宝贵应许的这些福分。
The point for us is this, that how much do you value and treasure the gospel promise that you have received?
但是我想强调的是，想问大家的是，你，我们有没有在我们的生命当中把神给我们这样的应许当作宝贵？
Are you clear where you place your trust in your life while you're still alive here on earth?
我们能不能在我们仍然活在世上的时候呢，能够在我们的生命当中能够活出这样的应许？
True rest in life only comes from knowing and holding tight to God's saving promise in His Son.
只有我们能够抓住这样的应许，抓住神的爱子耶稣基督所赐给我们，我们才能真正在这个世上得享安息。
Without this promise, without knowing what the gospel is really about,
如果没有这样的一个应许，如果我们不知道福音是什么，
without trusting in this gospel as if it is all that matters to you, you will not find rest in life or in death.
如果我们没有真正的来把我们的信心放在神给我们这样的一个复活的应许当中呢，我们就不能在这世上能够享受这样应许的福分和安息。
This also means that you have to have a clear priority in your life.
这也意味着我们在生命当中我们的优先的次序要明确。
Look at verse 31.
让我们继续，让我们来看31节。
Look at Jacob. Why does Jacob want to bury with Leah but not Rachel, his one and only true love? Have you noticed that?
在31节，我不知道大家有没有看到为什么雅各要跟利亚葬在一起，而不是跟他的真正的唯一的所爱的爱人拉结住在葬在一起呢？
Leah's death and burial is only mentioned here. This is the only place in the Bible.
所以这个也是在圣经中唯一的提到这个利亚的那个埋葬地的地方。
Rachel's death has been mentioned a couple of times in the previous chapters already.
拉结的这个埋他的受死和埋葬呢，是在创世纪以前的章节已经提过。
She was buried in Bethlehem, essentially.
他这个拉结是被葬在这个Bethlehem.
伯利恒。Okay. Why bury with Leah and not Rachel?
那为什么他要跟利亚同葬，而不是去跟拉结同葬？
Because Jacob knows God has chosen the unloved Leah over Rachel.
因为神知道因为雅各知道神呢已经在他里面他对首先拣选了这个利亚。
The salvation comes through the line of Leah, through Judah, not through Rachel.
所以因为那个救恩是从哪里来呢？是通过这个利亚的他的血缘从犹大而来。
It doesn't matter how much Jacob personally loved Rachel more than Leah. He knows what mattered most in life. You see that?
所以在雅各我们都知道，不管他在感情上他多么的更加的爱拉结而不是利亚，但是他知道神的应许是从哪里来。
God's promise is all that matters. Everything else is secondary.
所以神的应许是第一位的，其他都是第二位的。
Let me tell you a story here.
让我跟大家分享一个故事。
There was this five-year-old girl growing up in a Christian home, so she learns all about prayer and heaven and hell, all these things.
所以有一个五岁的小女孩，她是在基督教的家庭长大里，所以她对长大，她对这个我们的这样的读经、祷告等等都非常的熟悉。
So she was very excited about going to kindergarten, on the coming Monday.
所以她知道这个，他下个星期马上要去上幼儿园了，他非常的兴奋。
So on the Sunday before, she actually had an accident and fell and skinned her knees, and she was bleeding terribly.
但是在之前的主日呢，她摔了一跤，结果把膝盖磕破了，流了很多的血。
She cried and cried and cried, and her little sister trying to comfort her.
她就一直在哭，然后她的这个姐姐在安慰她，
妹妹
在安慰她。
Yeah, she's three, and she said, "This is what she said to little sister. She said, 'Don't worry, if you die, you'll go to heaven.'"
她所以她的妹妹跟她说，你不要害怕，如果你死了，你就会去天堂。
Growing up in the Christian home, right? So the older sister wailed even more and said, "Well, I don't want to go to heaven. I want to go to kindergarten."
当然她哭，结果她的哭得更厉害了，因为她说，我不想去天堂，我要去上幼儿园。
Don't laugh, that's us.
我们这个就好像描述了我们自己的状况。
That's us. We don't see the heaven. We don't see God. We don't see the gospel as they really are.
所以我们也跟这个女孩子一样，我们起来的时候没有真正看到福音给我们的。
We only see what is in front of us as better options in life right now.
我们很多时候把我们眼前的我们的利益看作是更好的利益。
We are just like that 5-year-old girl.
就像那五岁的小女孩一样。
And if we keep messing up our priority in life, by not putting Jesus first, by not focusing on what's ultimate matters,
如果我们的优先次序的总是把其他的来放在主耶稣基督之前，而不是把基督放在第一位的时候，
your life will be restless even now.
所以我们在今天，我们的生命也是一个没有办法得享安息的生命。
Your faith is shallow.
我们的信心乃是肤浅的信心。
And so repent.
所以我们需要悔改。
Rest your faith fully on God's promise in Christ alone.
让我们的信心呢乃是完完全全的放在主耶稣基督所应许的耶稣放在神所给我们应许的主耶稣基督身上。
And that leads to my second question. Why should we be confident of that rest?
那这就也引我们进入了我要谈的第二个问题。我们为什么对这样的一个神给我们安息的应许要有确信呢？
Here's something that's very interesting about Jacob's burial in this passage.
所以在这段里面，我们也看到另外一个非常有趣的有关雅各他的葬礼的事情。
You know the book. If you know the book of Genesis, you know that Joseph is the hero toward the end of the book.
我们如果对创世纪的这个经文熟悉的话，我们都知道这个约瑟乃是这个在创世纪后面。最后章节当中的一个大英雄。
He didn't just save his own family, entire family. He saved the entire Egypt.
他不仅是救赎了他的全家，更是也拯救了整个的埃及。
From famine, from death. That's right. So, now interesting thing is Joseph is the prime minister of Egypt, but his death is only mentioned.In one verse in chapter 50. If you look down, we didn't read it. If you look down, he only mentioned in one verse at the end of chapter 50.
所以很有意味的呢是这样的一位这个作为埃及的大宰相那么他约瑟的葬礼呢只有在创世纪一节经文提到。
But in the same chapter, Jacob, the old worn out shepherd, gets what?
但是在同样一章里面我们看到有关这个雅各的他的受死与埋葬
He gets the royal treatment beyond imagination
虽然只是一个牧羊人但是他的葬礼是极其的荣耀第五十章所记载的
It starts with the embalming in verse 2
所以第二开始呢是有这个有人专门用香料来熏他的身体
It is a very expensive process that not even all Egyptians can afford.
这即使是在埃及，这也是一个非常昂贵的这样的一个处理，不是所有人都能够享受的。
And next we see that even the Egyptians were weeping for Jacob for 70 days. That's a national mourning.
Well,
as far as we know.
这样的雅各的葬礼呢，也是这个埃及的一个举国的这样的一个举哀的一个时刻。埃及人为他哀哭了70天。
Next, in verses 4-6, even Pharaoh honored Jacob's death by giving him a royal approval to have a hometown burial.
所以我们在后面的几节经文看到，包括在法老在内都非对这个雅各的葬礼呢非常的尊敬甚至特准他们能够到回到家乡去埋葬。
And then we see, going from verse 7 going forward, we see all of Pharaoh's officials, all the members of Pharaoh's household, all of the senior officers, they all going to Egypt. I mean, going from Egypt to Canaan.
所以在第七节开始，我们看到很多这个法老的臣仆长老这个国中的很多这个要员都跟约瑟的全家一起都离开埃及，要到迦南地去参加这样的葬礼。
This is a huge royal procession with chariots, with horsemen, with army.
所以这是一个皇家级别的这样的一个举动有车辆马兵同行。
So what does that mean to us?
那对我们来讲，这是什么意思呢？
Before I get there, let me give you another quote from a famous theologian, B.B. Warfield.
在我讲这个之前呢，我想跟大家再有一个再有一句一位神学家他所说的话，我想跟大家引用。
He said this: "The Old Testament may be likened to a chamber of richly furnished but dimly lighted room chamber."
所以在神学家这个华菲尔德，对他有这样一句话，他说整个的旧约呢，就像一个装饰的富丽堂皇的一间厅堂。但是呢，是一个灯光昏暗的这样的一个内饰。
The introduction of light brings into it nothing which was not in it before.
所以
，end quote.
那么在当灯光照在这个厅堂里面的时候，它让你看到的各样的东西是一个在这个这间厅堂里面已经有的，没有新的东西。
We have the light of the New Testament to shine into the Old Testament.
所以我们在今天呢，我们呢是以新约的这样的光来照在旧约的经文当中。
So here's the point.
所以，但我想要讲的是这一点。
Jacob is buried and honored as a king who died with the hope of someone who trusts in God's promise.
那我们都知道，雅各是一个君王的这样的一个这个级别的礼节埋葬的。他也是一个把他自己他的信心放在神给他的应许当中的这样的一个信心的伟人。
That's the best hope that the Old Testament can offer.
这是在旧约当中所能给我们看到的最好的这样的最好的盼望。
But him being treated as a king in his death only points to the true King Jesus Christ who lives and resurrected.
所以当雅各在被像一个君王一样被埋葬呢，乃是要指向那将来要在他以后来的君王耶稣基督。
This is foreshadowing of the King Jesus reign.
这也是在他的埋葬呢，也是指向了主耶稣基督要像君王一样临到。
This king is honored by both Jews and Gentiles, the Egyptians, even the earthly king Pharaoh, the Canaanites, with Jacob's household. Jews and Gentiles all come together.
我们看到在雅各的葬礼当中呢，也是一个不仅是犹太人，而且是外邦人一起来这个参加这样一个君王级别的葬礼。
Even now, all peoples from different parts of the world honor our Lord Jesus Christ as king.
就像我们今天各族各民称颂赞美这个耶稣基督是我们的君王一样。
And there will be a final triumphal coming of our King in the future.
我们也就知道，我们主耶稣基督也有他荣耀的再来。
And this is why we should be confident of God's promise rest in Jesus.
这是为什么我们要在神给我们这样的安息的应许当中呢？我们要能够心中能够确信。
Because we don't have a dead king, we have a living king.
因为我们所有的不是一个死了的君王，乃是一个复活的君王。
And furthermore, we don't just have a triumphant king over sin and death. Not just that.
我们有的也不只是一个荣耀的战胜死亡的君王。
We have a king who would lead us and guide us in our journey to heaven even now.
我们更有的是一位要来带领我们进入那天上美地的君王。
Look at verse 10.
我们来看第五十章的十节。
The route that Jacob takes to go to Canaan, curiously, is actually not the most direct way to go to Canaan.
我们看到其实也很奇怪的是，在约瑟呢，他们没有以一个这个笔直的路来回迦南。
If they just keep left, or bear left all the way, they can go directly into Canaan. But no, they went around to the west side of Jordan and come back into Canaan.
East side.
Going west. We're going to the west side and then come back to the east side.
所以他们是没有直接的去迦南，而是绕了路呢，从这个约旦河的东岸往西回到迦南。
What does it remind you of?
这让大家能够想起什么？
This is the prefiguring of how the Lord will certainly lead his people out of Egypt centuries later to go into the promised land when Moses lead them into the promised land. Joshua lead them into the promised land.
所以他们所行走的道路呢，也是在几个世纪之后，这个神的子民要出埃及，进入迦南地，经过旷野的这个道路。
God will surely do it. God will lead us to the completion of our salvation.
所以神所命令的，神定义会成就，他要带领他的子民进入他的应许。
God keeps reminding us again and again that He saved us not because we deserve it.
神也再一次的提醒我们，他拯救我们不是因为我们配得这样的救恩，
but because of His own purpose and grace, which He gave us in Jesus before the ages come.
乃是他在这个有史以前就定义所要拯救的神的救赎的计划。
If you know anything about Jacob, I mean, you would know that he does not deserve to be treated as a king.
如果我们知道雅各他一生的这样的历程的话，就知道我们知道他其实也不配得这样君王式的这种葬礼。
Yet, by faith alone, by faith, by fully trusting and resting on God's grace in Christ, we, not just Jacob, are co-heirs with Jesus, with Christ.
但是呢， 因为雅各的信心，因为他完完全全的把自己的这样的信心放在神的应许当中呢，他能够也享受神给他这样的安息，也跟我们今天也一样，我们能够跟雅各一样，如果我们来相信神的应许，我们也能够享受这样的福分。
This is a picture of the gospel right in front of us in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约当中的一个福音的图画，展现在我们的面前。
Now finally, now, how must we bear witness to this rest?
那最后，我们如何来为能够为这样的安息来做见证？
I'll give you three ways very briefly.
我想跟大家谈到有三点。First,
we ought to live with a full commitment of God's promise of the gospel.
我们第一点，我们必须要真正的委身在神所应许的福音当中。
Look at the story again, Jacob. Is like an exalted king returning home with his family, but his entire family is committed to the promised land. You notice that?
所以我们在这样经文中，我们也看到，当雅各在已被埋葬的时候，他们全家都参加了这样的一个他的葬礼。
But all while the children, the flocks and the herds were left behind in Goshen, verse 8.
但是在第八节呢，我们看到。 他的全家和他的弟兄们和他并他父亲的眷属都去了，他们的妇人、孩子、羊群、牛群呢，都留下来。Goshen
is their home for now.
歌山地是他们当时居住的地方。But
their commitment is to God's promise.
但是他们乃是委身在了神给他们的应许的迦南地。This
is how we are to live as Christians even on earth right now.
这就好像我们在今天。
We are to set our heart and sight on our heavenly home where our exalted king is.
我们虽然生活在这个世界，但我们的眼光要放在那已经复活升天的君王那里。
When John Owen, the great Puritan, was dying, he wanted to write to his friend.
在我们的属灵的先贤约翰欧文他死之前的时候。
And so his secretary, because he can't write a secretary, wrote for him, and this is what the secretary wrote. He said, I am still in the land of the living. He's not dead yet.
所以他当时自己已经身体太虚弱，没有办法来动笔，所以他的秘书呢替他代笔，写下说，我现在仍然是在活人之地。
Then Owen said, stop, change that.
当秘书写下的时候呢，他 欧文说，赶快停下来，你要改一下。Say
this, I am yet in the land of the dying, but I hope soon be in the land of the living.
他说你要，他告诉秘书要写下来，我现在仍然在一个垂死的人当中，我现在要去的乃是一个活人之地。That's
the attitude that we need to have, that we need to know where we are, we are in the land of the dying.
这也是我们应该有的态度。 我们应该知道我们现在在哪里。我们是生活在一个将死的 人当中。
And we are to commit to the to God's gospel in Christ, which is the land of the living. Will lead us to the land of the living.
我们在如果委身在神的福音的应许当中呢，就知道我们将要去的地方乃是真正的复活的这样的永活的地方。
Second,
第二点。
Besides commitment, we have to contextualize the gospel to others, making accommodation without compromising purity of the truth.
那第二点，我们在委身的这样的委身于福音的基础上呢，我们也要把这个福音呢能够把它处境化当然我们是不要去，我们不能去冲淡神自己福音的真理。
When notice what's going on here, when Joseph ordered people to do the embalming, he didn't order the embalmers, the Egyptian embalmers, to do the embalming. He ordered his own physicians to do the embalming.
所以我们在五十章的第二节看到呢，约瑟没有像当时的埃及人一样哈，有专门的让那些用香料来熏尸体的那些人来做，他是用。他是乃是让他亲自用自己的医生来做这样的事情。
Because a physician can do it in a straightforward medical way to preserve the corpse so that they can go to Canaan.
所以医生呢可以是用一个医学的办法哈，能够完全的来保存他的身体。
But Egyptian embalmers would include all kinds of pagan rituals and rites that have with all kinds of Egyptian theology of after death.
但是当时如果埃及人的专门去来寻尸的人呢，他们是会在其中加很多他们当地的异教的风俗和仪式在当中来做这件事情。
Jacob was able to leverage the embalming, but not tainted, not to taint, to corrupt the truth of the Bible.
所以呢，我们看到约瑟所做的呢是，虽然他遵从了埃及的这样的一个用香料来熏尸体的这个风俗，但是他没有没有遵循异教的风俗，而是坚持了这个神的这样的真理。
Jacob is not Jacob. Joseph is also able to express Jacob's request to bury in Canaan to Pharaoh, where Pharaoh would understood and respect.
而且我们看到约瑟呢也是。用一个适当的方法呢，去跟法老去解释，让他能够自己来尊重父亲的这个遗愿，能够把他的尸体运到这个迦南去埋葬。
So in similar ways, we ought to do the same way to keep pure and moral in the midst of our immoral world.
所以我们也要同样的，我们要在我们生活的这样的一个有异教之风盛行的时代呢，我们要继续的来保证这个来持守神纯净的真理。可能但是呢，这真理有时候要处境化。
We cannot compromise biblical gospel truth.
我们不能来在神的这样的福音的真道当中妥协。
But and we also ought to learn to communicate the gospel effectively to other people.
我们也需要能够用很有效的方式把福音传讲给我们周围的人。
And this calls for us to pray.
这也是要呼召我们要应该来祷告。
We need to pray for wisdom, humility, and patience.
我们要求神在祷告中赐给我们谦卑，赐给我们智慧，赐给我们耐心。
We need to pray for gentleness and understanding.
我们也要神赐给我们这样的温柔的一个能够有温柔的有同理心的方式。
We need to pray for understanding of our culture and learn how to shrewdly and wisely engage in it.
也神要让我们能够有这样的智慧来了解我们的所生存的文化，也在其中呢能够有这样的有智慧的方式来传福音。
And lastly, we need to make gospel impact on others. That's the third thing.
那第三点，我们如何来为这样的安息做见证呢？我们应该在我们的。
We need to make gospel impact on others.
我们要在我们周围的人身上，我们要也能够有在福音中来影响这些人。
Jacob went to the east of Jordan, and then go into Canaan, right? I mentioned it earlier.
所以我提到那约瑟呢，他们是一行人是来到约旦河东的这样的一条道路。
And he made every effort to impress. his belief, his faith, his, the promise that he has to everyone around him.
他也把他的, 在神中的, 他所在, 神给他的确信, 神给他的应许, 他也把他能够分享给他, 他所见到的一切的人。
Notice that the Egyptians, and they already have the national mourning in Egypt 40 days long time ago.
所以我们注意到 在埃及, 那么埃及人已经, 为这个, 雅各呢, 哀哭了, 这样的有一个举国的这个哀痛的时间。
Now, they also have an additional 7 days of mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, verse 10.
那在第十节我们看到呢, 在约旦河外呢, 他们又为他的父亲呢, 哀哭了七天。
And the threshing floor is a marketplace, is where business happens, where life happens.
在当时的那个地方呢，那个亚达的禾场呢，其实一个很大的一个集市。
It is a great place, an appropriate place to bear witness to others.
也那也是一个很可以在一个地方呢，很合适来为周围的人做见证的地方。
And the Canaanites responded to their faith.
我们也看到呢，迦南人呢也回应了他们的这样的信心。
Shouldn't this be our desire as believers too, that others will respond to the way we believe, we behave, we live?
我们难道不是一样需要让我们周围的人来在他们面前有这样我们信心的见证吗？
This means we do need to be intentional and deliberate about living out our faith in Jesus.
这也意味着我们 在我们的生命当中也应该去刻意的能够让我们的福音的信心呢也是在我们的生命当中能够活出来。
We need to seize appropriate, fitting opportunities and moments to witness, bear witness of the eternal rest that we have in us.
我们也应该抓住各样的机会能够见证神给我们这样宝贵的安息的应许。
So that unbelievers can respond to it.
让那些不信的人能够回应。
Let me end with this story.
让我用一个故事来结束。
A woman was diagnosed with terminal illness.
有一位姐妹呢，她被诊断是患了不治之症。
She had been given only 3 months to live.
医生说她还有三个月的时间。
So she was getting her things in order and contacting her pastor to just talk about all kinds of things.
她在开始处理她生命中的各样的这种事情，她也让这个她自己的牧师知道。
And they arranged the funeral, talk about the songs to sing, what scripture passages to read in the memorial service, etc., etc.
他们已经也跟牧师一起商量了他们他的这个追思礼拜的各样的这个细节，包括这个经文和诗歌等等。
And as the pastor was about to leave, the woman said, "Oh, one more thing." Excitedly, she said.
所以当那个牧师要离开的时候呢，这个姐妹就说她很兴奋的说，哦，还有一件事我忘了。
And then she said, "Well, Pastor, I want to bury with a fork in my right hand." That's what she said. A fork in my right hand.
她跟牧师说，牧师，我埋葬的时候，我希望我的右手有一个叉子，我的手里要拿一个叉子。
The pastor was completely confused. I have no idea. What are you talking about?
所以他的牧师就是非常的困惑，就是他为什么要这样做。
And then she explained, in all my years of going churches, to going to attending church potlucks and dinners, someone at the end of the day, after you finish everything, someone would say, "Keep your fork because something better is coming." We're talking about desserts.
所以这个姐妹说，她说我这么多年在教会里面啊，参加的这些。 这个就是potluck，在一起聚餐的这种时候，他们总是跟我说，他说你吃完了之后呢，手里那个叉子不要扔。Because
there will be this delicious dessert is coming. That's the favorite part of my meal. That's what she said.
因为更好吃的还在后面呢。So
she said, when people see me in my casket with a fork in my hand, when they ask, "What's with the fork?" Then I want you to tell them, "Keep your fork. The best is yet to come."
所以这个姐妹她说，我希望我在我的棺材里面呢，能够我也手里拿着这样的一把叉子。所以当其他的人问起来为什么他会这样做的时候呢，你就可以提醒他们说，让他们知道最好的还在后面。That's
sharing the glory and victory of our King Jesus.
这是用他这个姐妹呢。 给我们一个榜样，让我们能够如此来分享神的这样的美好的福音。
This can only happen if you truly trust and rest in God's promise now.
我们只有能够自己真正的相信神这样的宝贵的应许，我们才能做到这样。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we are so thankful for the precious good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.
父神，我们再次的把我们你在耶稣基督里所赐给我们的这样的好消息献上感恩。
Because he is our resurrected king, and so we do not have to be afraid.
因为他是那复活的君王，我们今天也不会再惧怕。
He has taken out the sting, the pain of death for us.
他已经自己除去了那死亡的毒钩。
Therefore, lead us to live as hopeful and faithful people.
让我们能够以一个充满盼望的、充满信心的神的子民来生活。
All these for your sake and for your glory.
这一切乃是为了神你自己的缘故，为了神你自己的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。